calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
40004. We called a little bit ago.
40004.
Yeah, I think.
Can I have the first and last name?
Leroy Lawson.
Thank you. I'm looking for that name, sir. Thank you so much. Please stay in line.
I have got my. I talked to the lady there a few minutes ago and got a cancellation number. But I talked to the lady at our bank, and she said it was going to go through for the $59. So she said I had to call you to get you to issue a refund. I don't think it was ever shipped. I know it wasn't. And we don't ever remember signing up for it. Somebody said that we looked at a Dyson vacuum, and that's where we got it. But I don't know.
Okay. And can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
Yeah, 10. We moved not recently, and I'm a little slow. I'm sorry. Okay, it's 103 Venetian Way, V-E-N-E-T-I-A-N Way, Bardstown, Kentucky, 40004-2506. And we were at Florida at the Strawberry Festival down there.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm looking over the account real quick to see what's going on. So as you see, the account was closed out, sir, and that was for our Bites Hub. Meal planning app is what you had with us.
A what?
Our Bites Hub meal planning app, sir, is what you had with us. So what that was is you...
No, I got it. We don't
in the meal planning app, this app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugar, sir.
I did not sign up for that.
This was going to be a monthly subscription for the amount of $59.89, and that would allow you to receive the meal planning app each month. So I do see this was also...
Never got it and don't want it, and I want my money back.
I understand, sir.
We don't even know. Somebody said...
So this was created when you entered into a contest online for a Dyson's vacuum. It stated in terms and conditions you were also going to be signing up for our meal planning app called Bites Hub, sir.
No, I never did do that.
You never did a survey online, sir?
What?
You never did a survey or anything online?
No.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. We'll go ahead and the account's already closed out, so there won't be more charges going forward. You said you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them, sir?
Pardon?
You said you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them?
They said that since it's shown on a debit card, there's nothing that they can do about it.
Okay, ma'am. Oh, sorry. Allow me just a moment while I go ahead and speak to my supervisor and see what we can do regarding that charge for you, okay?
Yeah.
Please stay in the line.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went in and spoke with my supervisor and was able to get them to approve today, as a courtesy, sir, a refund for that.
Okay.
And that would be a total of $45. There is a $5 non-refundable fee, unfortunately.
Okay, I guess I'll give you the $5. Okay.
Allow me a moment to go and get this refunded for you, okay?
Yeah.
Please stand in line. I'm still here. Please stand in line. I'm working on the refund for you, sir.
Okay. Shirley, come here and look at this.
I'm here still. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, you're fine. I was talking.
I'm just working on a refund for you.
What?
Portion, so it's got this one here for $3.99.
All the boxes.
Well, what do you mean?
How many nests? Oh, chicken coop with wheels. Oh.
I like the wheels part.
I'm almost done, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Where are you located?
Yes, sir. California.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, a lot of people like California. I said, I'm sorry, but I said, no, a lot of people like California.
It's okay, sir. So it has been refunded for you, the $55 minus the $5 non-refundable fee. I have a confirmation number when you're ready.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I'm ready.
Yes, it's going to be 707-0745-476.
Now let me read that back to you. 707-0745-476.
Correct.
Okay, and your name?
Joseph, sir.
Joseph?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.